This is a test transmission for BBC Radio Lincolnshire. We're broadcasting on 94.9 MHz VHF in stereo.
Ray Moore will be back again tomorrow at his usual time, just after 5 o'clock. And a very good morning to you from Radio Lincolnshire. We're glad you could join us. We're broadcasting as always on 94.9 VHF in stereo and 219 metres medium wave, that's 1368 kHz. In a few minutes you'll be able to share your breakfast with Nick Brunger. He'll be here shortly, just after the news. News at 7 o'clock. This is Penny Bustin. First, the headlines this Thursday morning. The two-man crew of an RAF Phantom jet from Coningsby are still missing in the North Sea despite an all-night search. The miners are beginning to cast their votes on whether to accept the 13% pay offer. A national organisation for the homeless joins the call for council-built houses in Lincoln to be used for those on housing waiting lists. And American scientists are thrilled at the views of Saturn being sent back by Voyager 1.
A very good morning to you. I'm Nick Brunger, and this is The Breakfast Show on Radio Lincolnshire with a look at what the county's up to this morning. And today we hope to be talking to one of the rescue party now desperately searching the North Sea for that missing Phantom bomber. We look at the controversy over plans to alter the health service structure in the county, and we're meeting actress Sue Hansen, probably better known to us as Diane in TV's Crossroads. We're asking her what she's doing in Lincoln, and we'll be finding out how Lincolnshire managed to beat the downward trend in tourism this year. It's all that, plus sports news at around 18 minutes to 8, the weather and travel roundups at 7.25 and a quarter to 8.